This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We're talking with Jim Perkins, with the Senior Statesman of Virginia. They're hosting a conversation tomorrow about climate change and the debate. And y'all have a big event coming up tomorrow, right? Tomorrow afternoon?
We do, Coy. We have a regular meeting, which is in the second Wednesday of every month, and this meeting is about the public perception and science of climate change.
Well, that couldn't be good timing, Jim.
It is good timing. Yeah, our speaker that's going to present this is Robert McGrath. And Robert McGrath is retired here in 2007 from State University of New York at Stony Brook. And Bob was the provost and executive vice president for academic affairs there for about 10 years, and he was also concurrently the vice president for the Brookhaven National Laboratory Affairs. He's a physicist, he's a nuclear physicist, and he did the accelerator-based nuclear physics research for most of his academic career before he retired and came here.
So is he a climate researcher, or is he commenting on that?
Since his retirement, it's been an avocation to get informed about, as a scientist, what's going on in climate change. And as he puts it, the mainstream climate scientists argue that humans must make dramatic reductions in the use of fossil fuels to avoid catastrophic changes to the environment. And what he's doing is he's calling for action that have been out there for decades, but only relatively minor changes in energy practices have actually occurred. The polls suggest that the majority of the Americans aren't convinced that strong action is needed. And what Bob is going to do, he's going to review the status of discussion about climate change. He's going to present some simple facts about the modeling of climate and discuss the IPCC's predictions about what the world is looking at for the 21st century. He laments some of the hyperbole and silliness surrounding climate change and makes a plea for the serious debate that the subject deserves.
We're talking with Jim Perkins, with the Senior Statesman of Virginia. They're hosting a conversation tomorrow about climate change and the debate. So it sounds like he does have a definite perspective on this.
Yeah, as a scientist, he has more than just a passing interest. It's become an avocation with him, and he's studied it. I might add that the IPCC perspective is one that is global. IPCC stands for the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And that's the leading body for the assessment of climate change established by the United Nations Environment Program and the World Meteorological Association to provide the world with a clear scientific view on the current status of climate change and its potential environmental and social economic consequences.
So this event is when and where, and it's open to the public, right?
Right. It is open. It's free. The Senior Statesman of Virginia provides these forums every month, and it's going to be at 1:30. It'll be at the Senior Center at Pepsi Place. They're gracious enough to host the Senior Statesman of Virginia.
It's a terrific venue for something like this.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. And we expect a good turnout because not only is it timely, but it's very important. There are many organizations that are stressing the impact of climate change, and to become informed about it in a knowledgeable and basis that is just for the novice. Well, I'd say Bob is one of these people that, as a scientist, can translate all of the scientific stuff into something that the layman can really understand. He's really good at that.
Let me ask you to put on those headphones. We're talking with Jim Perkins. He's with the Senior Statesman of Virginia. They're hosting the event tomorrow at 1:30, and this will be at the Senior Center
right.
on Pepsi Place, at Pepsi Place, very conveniently located just right off there off of 29, and this event is free and open to the public. And the name of the scientist is Bob
McGrath, Robert McGrath.
McGrath,
right.
Greg is in Albemarle. Greg, go right ahead.
Okay, how are you all? I just would like to make a comment, and I'll hear you all retort. I feel like that we do impact the Earth somewhat, but I think a lot of times they put climate before people and their incomes, and I also think that this is a way for an ideologue or a left-wing ideologue to control people and possibly redistribute wealth through these cap-and-trade bills, and then I'll just sign off and let you all.
There you go. Thank you, Greg. We appreciate it. And there's certainly one view on the matter is that there's an agenda on the part of liberals to affect policy, government policy. Right. And this is one way that sort of a conspiracy theory kind of approach. This is one way that they propose to do that is through climate science.
Right. And I would encourage the speaker to attend the meeting tomorrow and to pose, because there will be a question and answer session. This is not just somebody lecturing. This is always a forum wherein we ask the people to pose their questions and really a dialogue with whoever the expert is.
Yeah. So we're talking with Jim Perkins. What is the Senior Statesman? What's the background on this organization? Who is it? And
well, the Senior Statesman was formed based on an experience that five people had in the fall of 1995. So it's been around for over 14 years. It was actually had its first meeting in February of 1996. And what it does is it is an organization that's mission is to enable seniors to identify and articulate their viewpoints on the issues affecting all the citizens of Virginia, and to encourage knowledge of and active participation in the legislative process of government, and to disseminate information about the social, governmental, educational institutions offering support and assistance. It costs $15 for a membership, which just covers the newsletter that we send out every month. And it is open, although the word senior is in our title, and it was originally geared for people 55 or older. Last year, the board of directors moved to remove that age because we found that there were a lot of university students, a lot of people who were seeking information that needed to come and belong to it. And we didn't want to be exclusive. We want everybody to join.
Yeah, that's terrific. And you meet every month?
We meet every month, once a month, on the second Tuesday at the Senior Center at 1:30. And it's from 1:30 until 3, so we have an hour and a half to be able to listen to whoever is giving the presentation. Like we had all of the County Board of Supervisors who were running for the board before the last election come and make their pitch before the people. We've had State of the City and State of the County presented by Ann Malik and by Dave Norris to give what is of the top interest in those particular areas. So we're interested in everything from health all the way through to all the political hot buttons that are going on now.
And it's open to anybody that can participate. You don't have to join to go to any of these meetings.
It's free.
And benefit from the speakers
it's
and
free.
The conversation.
Right.
And get to know some of the folks from our community.
Yeah, indeed. And to express your opinion, because we need to know since there are senior leaders like Rob Bell and David Toscano have been on the panels, to let them know what your viewpoints are, what it is that you're interested in. Because it's not just to be informed, but it's also to speak up and really give your opinion about what's needed or what's going on.
Yeah, we certainly need more of that. And it's
more.
Terrific that your group is facilitating that in our community. The website is seniorstatesman.org, the Senior Statesman of Virginia. Jim Perkins, thank you for being here.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.